I'm Beck Bowman, and I'm joined now by emerging artist, director, and tenor Noah Humick, who is going to be telling us all about Enchanted Encounters. It's presented by West Australian Opera, and it is happening at the heritage-listed Liberty Theatre on the 12th of September. Noah, welcome.
Hello, Beck. How are you?
I'm so well. This sounds like a delightful evening. Tell us all about Enchanted Encounters. What can people expect?
Well, Enchanted Encounters is an immersive concert experience featuring songs of the world's most famous ghosts.
Ghosts, yes, because it is October, which means... No, wait, what month is it? It's September.
Yeah, well, Halloween is coming up. You can get yourself into the Halloween spirit.
Okay, we can preempt October and, yes, Halloween, ghosts. So they're all very, like, supernatural.
Yes, that's right. So that's the whole idea of the show. But not, you know, we don't keep it in the dark the whole time. But, you know, we talk about all supernatural creatures like fairies and elves and nymphs and all the exciting ones as well. So you won't get bogged down.
Excellent. Because you've got Phantom of the Opera. That's like an obvious one.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We have such a broad range of music, which I think is why the show has worked so well previously in the past. You know, we have songs from 18th century art song all the way to modern music theatre.
Yeah, so what is the difference between like opera, art song, musical theatre, light opera? Where does the distinction come into all of that?
Well, opera, you know, is basically an art form where everything is sung. That's what an opera is. So art song is a classical form as well, but it's mainly like the pop songs of the, you know, of the time.
Yeah.
it's songs for voice and piano. That's what it is.
So they're songs that kind of...
actually kind of call Elton John's songs art songs because they're for voice and piano, you know?
Yeah. Is there any Elton John in the program?
There's no Elton John in the program.
Well, you've just tricked us.
If you stay back and I have a little play of myself, you might be able to catch a glimpse.
This has been your vision. This is your first time being engaged with a WA opera to kind of bring this idea to life. What was it that made you so keen to work with the young cast members that are part of this program?
Well, the whole point of putting on this show was showing the world what young people can do. You know, especially in the opera world where you have to wait for your voice to develop and so, which is absolutely correct. But, you know, in this venue, which is relatively small, it seats about 200 people, our voices can carry well. And I wanted to show people, you know, this is really what we're capable of. And that's why we engaged all of these young singers in the first place.
Yeah, because opera singers are like cheese, right? Like...
Yeah.
You have to like let them mature, like let the
yeah
exactly. yeah. So these are younger people who are working towards becoming opera singers in the future. So it's a repertoire that really works with their voices and where they are.
Absolutely, yes. So this show is not only a great program, but a great display of the young voices that we have in Perth.
It's a great display of the young voices that we have in Perth, but it's also a great program for young people as well as, you know, the more mature cheese people.
Yeah, that's the mature cheese people, yeah.
So right. So like the audience is quite diverse as well, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So we set out to create a show that was very stimulating, you know. So we've got, you know, we've taken away the pieces from a traditional setting and taking them to a place where they're very, like, the drama is completely heightened with all the sound effects and the lighting design as well. It's a very stimulating show which captures what young people are after but can also excite, you know, your cheese people.
Because there is pieces from Don Giovanni in here as well.
Yeah, right. So you've got your classics definitely. That, you know, that's what brings people in, and that's the pieces that will never die.
Yeah.
So that's why they can fit so smoothly into the program.
It is a gothic adventure into music down at the Liberty Theatre. You can go and have all the emotions in the spookiness of a once abandoned
abandoned
cinema. It is still quite abandoned, right? Like it's not.
Oh, yes, it definitely is. I highly recommend Googling Liberty Theatre Perth to see why the space suits our show so well.
Yeah, it's got a vibe. It's definitely got a vibe. It sounds like the perfect venue for this. Noah, congratulations for putting this together.
Thank you, Beck.
And it's all happening on the 12th of September. It's a Thursday night. You can grab tickets by heading to the WA Opera website.
There is also a 10:30 a.m. session as well. So if you're not comfortable coming into the city at night, then you're also more than welcome to pop down in the morning.
Or if you've got a radio show on Friday morning, you can go down at 10:30 on Thursday and still get to bed on Thursday night.
That's right.
Amazing. Yes, it's like you programmed it just for me. Noah, thank you so much for telling us all about Enchanted Encounters.
All right. Thank you so much, Beck, for having me.